aspiring leader, quite often we talked about handouts and how we would help people rather than providing that broad positive vision for the future. This was Rebecca Long Bailey talking about the Labour's 2019 general election manifesto in a BBC interview. She said Labour should have delivered positive messages about its manifesto while talking about aspiration. Long Bailey was hailed as the continuity Corbyn candidate, though no one seems to mention Corbyn at all anymore. She is also the socialist candidate. What she said could just as easily have come from any neoliberal or pro-austerity politician. The policies in the manifesto were popular. What was lacking, among other things, was trust in Corbyn and a Labour government to implement them, given that Labour councils have carried out cuts for years. For the potential left leader of the Labour Party to refer to measures to address low pay, precarious work, poverty, housing and homelessness, education and healthcare and all the other policies proposed in the manifesto as handouts is deeply worrying. The idea that these policies prevent aspiration shows a complete lack of understanding of working class people's lives. Without addressing inequality in society, there can be no aspiration for the majority of the population. It is disappointing that Long Bailey attacked her own party manifesto at the moment when it was revealed by Time magazine that 2,153 billionaires have more wealth than 4.6 billion people on Earth. Clearly, the 4.6 billion are suffering providing handouts, so the billionaires and the rich get richer. The leadership election finishes on the 2nd of April. There is little chance of continuity Corbyn, if even Long Bailey cannot speak to the working class or support the 2019 manifesto as policies to end austerity and improve lives, especially if Labour councils continue to make cuts. Claire Wilkins, Nottingham.